Have you ever decided to do something that, on a normal day, is something you would never have contemplated doing before? That's kind of how I feel today. Well, let's start with a little bit of a story time. So I'm minding my own business, standing in a thrift store, when a lady comes up to me and tells me that she is offended by my t-shirt. Now, first and foremost, my first thought is, you know, I don't even know you, lady. Why are you talking to me? Second of all is, whatever's on my shirt is really none of your business, but okay. So she goes on to tell me that I am destined for hell if I continue to believe what's on my t-shirt. Now, mind you, my t-shirt is simply a declaration of how I feel about organized religion, which we'll get into later. But she tells me that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior of this world. She then goes on to tell me that he defeated all the evil in the world, and I should be thankful that I live in a world where the Lord has defeated all the evil. Now, mind you, this is also on a day when I have already been privy to the fact that someone has set a young lady on fire in the New York City subway terminal, sat there, watched them burn. And so, for whatever reason, I have no ability to keep my monologue inner or my mouth shut. I asked her if she'd ever been outside. She replied with, "What do you mean?" And I said, "Have you looked on the street corners? Have you been downtown? Do you watch the news? Do you keep up with anything outside of the little fantasy fairy tale bubble that you live in? If you're God or your deity has defeated all the evil in the world, then tell me why there are drug addicts sleeping on the sidewalks downtown. Tell me why there are people being set on fire in the subways. Tell me exactly what am I supposed to be thankful for? The fact that half of the families in this country can't afford to buy groceries, and that the other half of the world, innocent people, are being bombed to death for no reason other than your stupid fairy tale religions. Is that what I'm supposed to be thankful for? Am I supposed to be thankful for all of the death, disease, the children born addicted to crack, all of the evil that your God and deity has conquered in this world? You don't live outside your bubble, do you? Because for the rest of us, we have to live in the real world. We don't get to pretend that there's something out there watching over us, because I'm going to tell you right now, if your God is real, he isn't deserving of any of your worship, because all you got to do is look outside and think to yourself, why would any loving deity do this to people?" She didn't really like that answer. I don't really care. But then I got to thinking about how often this happens, that people just walk up to me and will tell me how I'm supposed to believe and how I'm supposed to live. And so I thought to myself, you know what? Even if nobody ever listens to anything I have to say, I'm going to go and just say what I want to say. I do it to people in public. Why not just put it online somewhere? Now, if nobody ever listens to anything I have to say, that's fine. But if one person hears any of this and gets something out of it, then I've made the world a better place. So, that being said, I have decided to do a podcast. The podcast will revolve around my road to discovering I was a Satanist and what that means in the modern world, how my life is living as a Satanist and living the philosophies that I believe, because make no mistake, I am not religious. This is not a religion, but that's also something we'll get into later. I'm going to dispel the misconceptions of all of that. But I also have to say that I'm not alone in this endeavor. I discovered early on when attempting to learn how to podcast that I can sometimes jump off the track because my brain goes 1,000 miles an hour in every direction. So I picked myself up a cohort to kind of remind me when I'm running off the track somewhere and bring me back around to the beginning. So you're going to hear her every now and then. In fact, here in a minute, I'm going to get her to give the rundown on all the social media. Now, mind you, there's not much on the social medias yet because this is just the beginning. There will be more stuff on the social media, you know, polls, questions, things of that nature. And if nobody ever interacts with any of it, well, don't feel bad, because I'm not going to feel bad, because in the end, I'm not doing this for anybody but myself. I'm just would be glad to know that somebody got something out of it, other than me just rambling off into the ether, but that's okay too. But also, just a point of contention, you probably don't want to have your kids around for some of this if you really don't want them to hear things you don't want them to hear. Now, that being said, I grew up in an era where I got to grow up on horror movies and heavy metal magazines, so gore and boobies were part of my life from about the age 10 on, and it made me the person I am today. So if you let your kids watch horror movies and you don't mind if your kid sees a boob or two, you're a good parent, and they're probably going to be stronger for it. But in any event, I'm going to go ahead and let my cohort here run down the social media. She's going to explain all that to you and where it can be found and all that good stuff if you want to interact with it. Like I said, there's not much up there, but there will be. So in any event, I'm going to give it over to her and let her rattle off all the stuff she takes care of, because I'm not doing any of the real work.
Okay, so me and Mr. Personality here, we're going to try to upload these probably every Friday.
And if they don't get posted every Friday, I just want you to not be mad. It's okay. You can blame it on her.
Yes, yeah, it's all my fault.
But don't expect there to be any punishment, because around here, we kind of like that kind of thing, and if she thinks she's going to get punished for it, she might start missing them on purpose.
Yeah, you never know. Anyway, so look for them every Friday, hopefully. We do have some social media. You can find us on Facebook. He is Baron Blasphemy, so that's what the Facebook is under. And we're under the same thing on X, under Baron Blasphemy. We have an Instagram, and the Instagram is actually Under the Horns, like the name of the podcast. We haven't delved into any other social medias other than those quite yet. We're still deciding on those. And we have a website. It's underthehorns.castos.com. And as we upload every episode, they will be on there. And you'll be able to listen to them.
Which, by the way, the Under the Horns is actually the name of the podcast. I probably should have mentioned that earlier, but that is why I have a cohort.
And that's pretty much it for this introductory thing. Just look for us on Fridays. And if we don't show up on Friday, just keep looking. We'll be there eventually.